care of the ball, take the ball away, get something out of special teams.
Mm-hmm.
This was like the opposite. I mean, how can this team win if it doesn't do some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you're not going to win, I think, doing the opposite of that. I mean, losing the turnover battle, not executing down in the red zone. I mean, all those things I think that we did last year to win. Yeah, I mean, didn't do them today. Didn't execute in a lot of phases, especially on offense.
I know in the preseason it was preseason.
Uh-huh.
We kind of dismissed that all. But was there still a little hangover, carryover from that streak of not putting the ball in the end zone? Because it really manifested itself today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was necessarily due to a hangover. I mean, I felt like we came out. I mean, we probably had more production in that first quarter than we did for a while, so I don't necessarily think it was a hangover. Certainly, we failed, I think, to get any rhythm. We had some chunk plays there early, but, you know, they never sustained a drive. Never failed to really get in any kind of rhythm, run and pass. And then, you know, once it became a couple-score game, you know, pretty one-dimensional, still failed to get much going.
Alex, regarding the interceptions, you know,
yeah.
Feel like you need to make a play, but
yeah.
Is that a little?
No, I mean, to be honest, the one right before half, it was tough. You know, the play call came in, we got what we were looking for. Really a miscommunication between me and Donnie, as far as where he was going and what I was thinking. Cost us 3 points there right before the half, and those are the little things, you know, that they add up, and all of a sudden you look up and the scoreboard looks like that. So, second one, I looked to throw a better ball. I didn't see the corner. I was looking at the safety and thought Donnie had him and just trying to give him a catchable ball, and the corner made a good play on it. Then the third one there at the end, tip ball, get up. So it's tough. I mean, anytime you lose a turnover battle like that, three zip, it's you're not going to win many of those.
That first one, I'll go back and look, but was that a one-man route? I mean, was that a one-man route? I mean, was that just...
No, it felt like we had one-on-one outside, though. That's what we were looking for. You know, I had one-on-one with Donnie. They matched him most of the day with McCourty, and it felt like that was knew what we were looking for back there. We had talked about it all week, and, like I said, miscommunication, him kind of hitting it in there towards the post, and just wasn't thinking that.
Coaches, I know, have been talking to you a little bit about maybe being a little more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Any of these cases, maybe not the last one, but any of the other ones, cases of maybe guilty of that?
I mean, I think you're looking at it from a decision perspective. I think really the only one, I mean, obviously look at the film, but, the one that jumps out at me as far as this decision is, before the half. Looking at where we're at, we're on the field goal. I mean, on the field position, maybe just taking your medicine there and checking the ball down to Jamal. The other two, as far as from a decision goes, at least from now, probably weren't, bad decisions. Just necessarily, didn't get it done, didn't execute it.
Alex, a loss like this, does this affect your confidence or concern at all? It's one game, but it... seem like you guys were really ever quite in it either.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, no question. You walk off the field there and during it, and it stings. Yeah, it hurts. I mean, that's a frustrating. It's not fun playing football like that and going out there, and it's not fun losing and certainly losing like that. So, at the same time, it is one game. We got a lot of football ahead of us, and we got a big one coming up. So, no time to sulk. Certainly at this point. But we certainly recognize what we put out there today. And, just not good enough, not even close to good enough.
You got a lot of big ones coming up.
I mean, yeah.
Looking at what you got with Denver, Miami, and San Francisco, and San Diego, and I'm missing one, New England. How does that sting to lose a home opener, which, you kind of lost serve today with what's coming up?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I think we recognize that our schedule is tough early as far as, teams and their record last year. But, I mean, at this point, I mean, we're focused on Denver and ourselves a little bit. When you have a game like that, really it's going to be looking at the film and being honest with ourselves and what we did and what we got to get better at. And a whole lot of little things add up to pretty big stuff out there, as far as lack of production and execution. So, you got to get better from it.
Jamal only has 11 touches.
Uh-huh.
plays to get the ball in his hands more than that. Was that something they did?
It's hard to tell. I mean, certainly once they're in the second half, once it got away from us, you're a little one-dimensional. We just failed to get him the ball. Absolutely. I mean, one of our biggest playmakers, if not the biggest playmaker, and certainly need to get him involved more. That's on all of us, though. For me, just kind of, worried about executing, doing my job.
Yeah, we've mentioned Donnie 4 or 5 times here because he had 13 targets.
Yeah.
Obviously without Dwayne. Was Donnie just kind of the one guy who was open, or why was the field tilted so much to Donnie today?
I don't know. It'd be hard to tell you off the top of my head. Certainly we felt like, it was an opportunity there for him to, we felt good about that matchup and doing some of that. I don't know, though, at this point. It's hard to answer just walking off the field. But, it was something all week. We did feel like we had a good package with him and could get some things done.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.